Welcome back to Crafty Lion Tales. This week, we'll be reading a short story by Caitlin McLean. It tells the tale of a young man who has taken on a dare to sleep in a haunted house for $100. So sit back and enjoy the $100 Dare. This is going to be the easiest $100 I'll ever make. Spend the night in a haunted house, he said. What does he think I am? Some sort of pushover? I don't believe in ghosts. I never have, and I never will. You know, I used to live in a house like this once, up near the Barossa Valley. It was a quaint little place near the vineyards. I remember spending lazy afternoons playing in the local playground with the other kids, along the quiet main street. It was safe for kids to roam around unsupervised back in the 80s. Those were the days. Not like today. There are far too many pedophiles and rapists lurking the streets ready to pounce. It's enough to make your skin crawl. Shh. Did you hear that? I thought I heard a scratching sound. There it goes again. You know what I think it is? It's my lousy brother trying to scare me out of the house. Well, it's not going to work, you know. You don't scare me that easy. There's no such thing as ghosts, and you can't convince me otherwise. So just knock it off. You hear me? I said stop it. Okay. Just take a deep breath and calm down. He's not answering you because he wants to win the $100. The fact that the wind's howling like buggery outside and the lights are flickering doesn't mean he isn't behind this, right? Look, Craig, you've had your fun. You can come out now and claim your $100. Here, I'm putting it down on the table here and walking out. Oh, crap, the door's locked. Come on, Craig, it's not funny anymore. This wasn't part of the deal. Craig, let me out. Please don't leave me here alone. I'll do anything for you. Oh, shit, that cat scared the crap out of me. Oh, so that's what the scratching noise was. Here I was getting all worked up over some stupid cat. Listen, the wind's died down and the lights have stopped flickering. Must be the electrics of this place or something. But why was the door locked? Oh, thank God for that. I can open it now that my hands aren't quite so sweaty. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. I can't leave this $100 note laying around. Anyway, time for bed. But do me a favour, will you? Don't tell Craig I nearly chickened out. I'd never hear the end of it. Good night. Copyright Crafty Lion Productions, 2015. You have been listening to Crafty Lion Tales. The $100 Dare was read by Paul Danger McLean. Sound design was by Caitlin McLean. Copyright Crafty Lion Productions, 2021.